the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Bonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show, and today is December 18th. It's Friday, and Fridays, as you know, are call-in Fridays. Last Friday, just to update you, I used my radio show to call instead of allowing listeners to call. I called our elected officials about the catastrophe that is unfolding in St. Louis that's really being summarily ignored. And I did not get to Governor Jay Nixon's office, and I'm going to do that shortly, but I want to read from you really quick. I'm going to try to synopsize it because this was a editorial written by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The date was December 16, 2015. It starts out with the sentence that says, "Let's keep the radioactive waste in Bridgeton crowd. Let's keep radioactive waste buried in Bridgeton crowd is not what it's pretending to be. More than a group of concerned citizens who say they don't want contaminated waste through their communities, the righteously named Coalition Keep Us Safe is a political campaign in action. It has little to do with keeping anyone safe, considering that there are more than 1 million cubic yards of contaminated material shipped by rail through Missouri since the 1990s. So who are this coalition? This group was largely assembled and paid for by the subsidiary of Phoenix-based Republic Services, owner of Bridgeton and Westlake Landfill, a.k.a. Bill Gates. That's my comment. Its purpose is to lead opposition to the cleanup effort that would involve excavating an estimated 150 cubic yards of radioactive waste, transporting it by rail to a nuclear storage facility, and one that would cost the Republic an estimated $400 million. So that is a pretty serious... These are some pretty serious things that's going on. This morning before I got on the air, I went to the Westlake Landfill Facebook page, and lo and behold, there's a mother in Westlake. She basically took pictures of her daughter's bloody nose, my 15-year-old's bloody nose just now. Children are being radiated in St. Louis, and our government is ignoring it. So this, just as this editorial says, it has nothing to do with safety. Basically, what this editorial is saying, they have these people that want to save Republic Services money. Listen to this. The common stitch threading them together. Okay, let me read that. I beg your pardon. What the coalition members have in common are ties to Republic Services. Spokeswoman for the group, Molly Techman, is a conservative political commentator based in Lafayette, Missouri, near Kansas City. She has political ties to Representative Glenn Kohlmeyer of a Republican from Odessa, a coalition supporter. They are both longtime friends of Kay Hoflander, chairman of the Lafayette County Republicans, who worked on behalf of the coalition. This is the interesting part. The common thread stitching them together is Russ Knock, Ms. Hoflander's son. He is the director of field communication and public affairs for Republic. Mr. Knock told the Post-Dispatch's Blythe Bernard and Jacob Barker that companies spent between $10,000 and $100,000. That's an interesting thing, $10,000 and $100,000, on recent advertising blitz against unearthing and transporting the waste. Ms. Techman is paid $1,500 a month from Republic. Pretty easy to see where the opposition gets its marching orders. What he's saying in this thing is that they basically took the playbook from David Plouffe, who is the architect for the long shot bid to get Barack Obama into the White House. This is his playbook basics. Turn your campaign into a cause. Find a theme. Build an inspiring narrative around a theme. Speak to your core audience through social media, email, advertising, or face-to-face. Turn your audience into advocates by partly equipping them with selective facts. Ignore anything that doesn't fit your strategy. And most importantly, keep doing the same thing day after day after day until people start to buy your argument. Essentially, what they're saying is if you repeat a lie long enough, people begin to believe it, which is what brings us to the Age of Fission radio show, folks, because people are just buying this lying pile of lies. It's not even just crap. It's just lies. People are believing that they're not going to be harmed by radiation. And we're all just ignoring it. And as I'm without words often. I cannot understand how people don't care that their families are getting cancer, that their families are affected. I mean, it is an unbelievable thing that keeps people from taking action. So let me take some action right now. I mean, let me see if I can successfully do this call to Governor Jay Nixon's office. So hold on, you're going to have to bear with me. I have to dial the number. And I am going to call first the constituency office, which, you know, I'm not their constituent, but I'm a citizen of the United States. So I'm going to call Governor Jay Nixon's office as a constituent, and I am going to call the media office. So the number is 573-751-3222. And you guys are more than welcome to call that number yourself. That's for the citizens of Missouri to call their governor. That's 573-751-3222. And you can just model it on the words I'm going to say if you want, if you can't figure out what to say to them, because we need them to declare a state of emergency immediately. So I think the number is dialing. Let's see how successful this was. As an aside,
Governor Nixon's office.
Yes. Hi, my name is Lonnie Clark, and I live in Eugene, Oregon. I do need to advise you that this phone call is being recorded, and I also wanted to tell you that I'm calling as a concerned citizen. I am live on the radio. I have a very small radio show, and I thought I'd role model to the people of St. Louis how to call your office. I have been extremely concerned about the catastrophe that's literally, the people of St. Louis are being ignored in the catastrophe of the Westlake landfill and the Bridgeton landfills. And we know that in October, there were over 12,000 signatures that were delivered to the governor's office to declare a state of emergency so that we could actually appropriate funds to move the families that are living very close to that. Yes, ma'am?
Just one moment, please.
She's giving us to the media office, I think. Well, or maybe they're turning on their tape recorders. I don't know. She didn't tell us why to wait. So we'll just wait and see what happens. Maybe they're going to talk to us. Or did she just disconnect us?
Ma'am, thank you for holding. Unfortunately, our office does not participate in recorded calls.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, how about that, folks? They don't participate. That was very clever. She figured out what to say immediately when she realized we were being recorded. That's pretty good. I like that. At least she was respectful, and at least she actually was able to, well, let's call the media office. How about that? See if we can get them to respond. And it's very interesting to see how each of these offices are responding. This is the media office in case any of the other hosts want to follow suit, because we really do need some action on this. And probably after last week's phone calls, we probably actually got put on a little thingy where they're like, oh, we're not going to do this anymore. Okay, so the number is 573-751-0290, and that is for the media, that says media contact, right? So my guess will be that they're going to also tell us they do not participate in recorded calls. They do not have to. As a citizen of Oregon, I'm required to tell them that, though.
Governor Nixon's office.
Yes, is this the media office for Governor Nixon?
It's not, no. Would you
Okay.
like to speak with them?
Yes, I would.
May I tell him who's calling?
Yes, my name is Lonnie Clark.
Okay, just one moment, please. Governor Nixon's office.
Yes, is this the media office for Governor Nixon?
It is, yes.
Yes, my name is Lonnie Clark, and I'm a citizen of Eugene, Oregon, and I need to tell you this call's being recorded. I am the radio host of a radio show called The Age of Fission, and I have become acutely aware of the catastrophe that's going on in St. Louis with the Westlake landfill and the Bridgeton landfill being on fire, the leaking going on over there. And I was looking at some articles about it, and there was an article from October 28th, 2015, that said that there were over 12,000 signatures delivered to the governor's office for just from the Just Moms STL group, a group of mothers, requesting that a state of emergency be declared to help those families be relocated. So we're calling to find out what the status of that is, and frankly, what's holding that up, because there are children. If you go to Westlake Landfill every single day, like just this morning, there was a family who posted grotesque pictures of their child's bloody nose that's coming out, and children are actually being seriously affected. People are dying. So I'm kind of confused as a person who's concerned about nuclear radiation exposure. Where we're at with getting these families some immediate remediation so we can move the 83 to 1,000 families. I think there's a range of families between 83 and 1,000 families that need to be moved immediately.
Okay, that is actually something that would be answered by our press secretary, Scott Holstey, who's not, he's currently traveling this morning, just this morning. So if you would like, I can certainly get you into his voicemail, or I can give you his email, whichever you would prefer.
Well, what is more effective? What would you suggest is the most effective way to contact him?
I
Because,
would probably suggest his email.
and why is the email faster?
Just because he has it in front of him.
Okay, so maybe you could give me, you can do both. Give me his email address and then you
Okay.
can send me to his voicemail.
Well,
Thank
his
you.
name is Scott Holstey. And that's Scott, Scott. Holstey is Holstee. And his email is scott.holstey@mo.gov.
MO.GOV. HOLSTEIN, you said?
No, it's just Holstee.
Holstey, not,
Yeah.
okay.
That's
Scott,
it.
SCOTT, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and if you could transfer me to his voicemail, that would be awesome.
Yeah, just one moment.
Thank you.
Scott Holstey of Governor Nixon's office. It is Friday, December. I'm in the office today. If you'd like to leave a message, please do so at the sound of the tone, and I will give you a call back. You could also try to reach me on my cell phone by calling 573-619-5255, or you could email me at scott, Holste, H-O-L-S-T-E, at mo.gov. Thank you.
You may start your message now. Press 0 to return to the attendant.
Hi, Mr. Holste. This is Lonnie Clark. I need to advise you this message is being recorded live on for my own purposes. I'm the host of a talk show radio show called The Age of Vision Radio Show, and we're giving you a call. We want to know what's the update on declaring St. Louis, Westlake Landfill, and the Bridgeton area a state of emergency so we can get immediate remediation for the 83 to 1,000 families that are living there. And we actually do need to have those people moved out. It's ironic because the lady who answered the phone who sent me to your voicemail said that you were out of the office today. And on your voicemail, you said that you're in the office. So I don't know what the answer is here. But you gave me your cell phone number. I was not expecting for you to give us your cell phone number. Perhaps I will give you a call. My phone number, if you'd like to reach me directly, is 541-337-4664. Well, that was quite interesting. Well, this is Lonnie Clark again with UCY Radio. So this is interesting how these things happen. I am going to send an email to the producer of the show and ask her what happened just now. Last week, right after I called all those elected officials, the next day I woke up and tried to get on Skype, and my Skype had been mysteriously removed. So it's kind of bizarre. This just tells us the long arm of intimidation, folks. If you guys want to really understand what the police state is really about, that we're living really in a neo-Nazi state, make an effort to get involved with anti-nuclear activism. Because these people are deadly. And they are very real. They are ignoring the fact that these children are dying. And as you heard just now, I have no idea what happened, but the bumper music from Jules's music just started playing in the middle of that phone call to the media contact. So I actually have no idea what to do. Let me give you the phone number. The number is 718-717-8296. Hold on. I'm sending a quick message to the producer to see what happened. So anyways, the phone number is 718-717-8296. I am going to assume I'm still on the air. That was kind of weird with the music just came in. So I have no idea what happened. Perhaps I am going to call this guy at the 573-619-5255. That was the number he gave to us. And so am I going to be intimidated and not call him? I kind of want to be intimidated and not call him. That's kind of creepy that actually happened. But I think I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to put my courage feet on and make a phone call again. I'm going to call this guy. And let's see what happens when that happens. 5255. That's 573-619-5255. And let's try to add this in. Here we go. Let's see if he will actually take this phone call. And I don't think that he will. He's probably gotten a text message from the office. Don't answer the phone. From anybody in the next 5 minutes. So let's see what they say. Probably get his voicemail. That would be my guess, you guys. I seriously doubt if he'll answer the phone. Ringy dingy. Lord, I have to say my hands are sweating after that.
This is Scott Holste, Governor Nixon's office.
I can't take your call right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, please do so at the sound of the tone, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can. You could also send me an email at scott.holste, H-O-L-S-T-E, at mo.gov. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Mr. Holste. My name is Lonnie Clark. I'm the host of the Age of Fission radio show, and I have to advise you that this phone call is being recorded, and I'm actually live on the air. I was attempting to reach you. Please do give me a call back on my cell phone, 541-337-4664. I would like to find out an update on where we're at in declaring a state of emergency for the people that are living right next to the Westlake landfill and, you know, and Bridgeton, actually. Those are two areas in Westlake.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I guess we don't get to talk very long to him, so we'll hang up that phone call. There we go. And I think I've hung it up. So there we go, you guys. A little bit of activism on the radio here, and it immediately produces a little bit of intimidation. So the phone number today is 718-717-8296, and I am really recommending that, you know, anybody who even cares about this nuclear radiation call Governor Jay Nixon's
office. This is Scott Holste of Governor Nixon's office.
I guess
can't
I'm still
take a call
on the
right
phone
now,
with him.
But if you'd like to leave a message, please do so.
Keeps redialing. There we go. Keeps redialing. Isn't that interesting? Again, a little bit of intimidation. I'm not kidding you, man. This is kind of creepy, isn't it? So, but I'm going to keep on because I'm not really afraid. You know who is afraid? That child this morning who woke up with a freaking bloody nose that she has no idea why she's getting a bloody nose. Or the mom who's watching her kid get sick day after day after day. And our government is not even offering to move them. There are people living within a mile of the Westlake landfill in Bridgeton. Remember a few weeks ago when we had Jesse on the phone, on the radio show on Monday, and he was saying how there was a park right next to where the government had marked it off. It said, do not enter. They did not say that there wasn't no signs of radiation, but it just said, do not enter. So here is a phone caller, and it's our friend Vince. So hold on. Let me see if I can join you to the call successfully. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show.
Hey, Lonnie, this is Vince. I was going to ask you if you're able to do this while being on the radio. I don't know, but if you'll copy the names and numbers to your Facebook page, I'll do a copy and paste, and I'll bring those over to chat for anybody that's interested in following up with some calls.
You know, Vince, I'll be really honest. I don't think that I actually have that dexterity to talk and type.
Okay, that's not a problem.
But I can give you the phone numbers if you want to write them down again.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to do so I can do this. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to go back and turn the volume up on the feed from UCY. By the way, we're playing you right now at Real Liberty Media from World Truth.
Why,
so that is in the show now. So welcome, Real Liberty Media listeners to UCY.TV. So
well,
I'm
thank
doing my
you
part
so
to
much.
Get the word out, and I love what you're doing, Lonnie. So I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to go listen and write them down while you say them, okay?
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Vince, for your participation, and thank you, World Liberty Radio. It's really awesome to have this message spread. So, and thank you for taking
it.
WorldTruth.org. Okay, thank you.
WorldTruth.org, RealLibertyMedia.com, and UCY.TV. I see, and okay. I hear, I listen. Do you? Not you,
okay.
Not you. I mean the other yous. Yeah,
the other yous.
Not cheap yous.
All of you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So thank you, Vince, for that phone call, because this is vital information. So Governor Jay Nixon's office that we need to call is 573-751-3222. So I'm going to say that again. This is Governor Jay Nixon's office, and this is where the average citizen phone calls. It's 573-751-3222. 3222. And if you're part of any media and you want to contact these people, his office, the media office, and I believe that that's Jay Holstie's office. Well, actually, it's not. It says media, 573-751-0290. And Scott Holstie's office is 573-619. Well, this is his cell phone. That's interesting. Should we give away a cell phone? I don't think so. We've heard it, 573-619-5255. But, you know, this is important. We just read this article that's talking to us about why this company doesn't want to take action. It's because they're going to have to spend $400 million, bottom line. And if you guys consider the fact that it's actually going to be way more, they know it's going to be way more than $400 million because the standard procedure for the nuclear industry is underreport the negative effects of radiation by 90%. So multiply that. You know, I mean, it's going to cost them everything. The bottom line is they know they've lost their shirt by being grotesquely negligent for years and years and years and allowing families to move right next door to them. There are a million cubic yards of waste being shipped through Missouri every year since the 1990s. So since 1990, we've had a million cubic yards of contaminated material shipped through rails. So this, there is such an incredible laissez-faire attitude about Americans dying at the hands of the nuclear industry, and it must stop. As citizens, we must demand safety first on any technology, period. We lives over profit has to be our motto. And right now, we have profit over lives. And it's an unconscionable act. And frankly, you know, I don't know what these people in power think, because our species fitness is going to be dramatically reduced already from 70 years of nuclear radiation. When you consider that for every 2 rads in the air, we know that we're going to have 32,000 cancers and an estimated 225,000 birth defects every year. That's going to happen every year. For 2 rads of radiation, we have more than that. This is why we have a cancer epidemic. This is why we have a diabetes epidemic. I don't even think they studied the mental health issues on the effects of radiation on mental health when Dr. John Goffman, Arthur Tamplin, and Linus Pauling were doing the real studies. This is an outrage. So the phone number to call in on Call-In Friday is 718-717-8296. And let's see, let me check the time, see how much time we have left. We have just a little bit more than a half an hour. The phone number is 718-717-8296. And I'm just going to continue to read this. This article, an editorial. And it is actually an interesting editorial because it's written by the editorial group of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's an online, it says stltoday.com. That's the name of the article. So, you know, we have a responsibility as citizens of this world to help protect each other. And when I went to this morning before I came on air, I was doing a little bit of research about the Westlake landfill because, you know, I'm not from St. Louis, and the people in St. Louis are really busy. I'm making an effort to highlight their cause on my radio show, but I am not connected to the community. In fact, I'm kind of like having to pry some doors open. I mean, I believe, you know, some of these people feel a little bit violated by all of it. They don't want this attention. My experience with the people of St. Louis is that they're extremely sweet people, very humble, very kind. I am actually really impressed with how gentle and kind the people of St. Louis are. And I know that some people call it softballing, they're just accepting it, it's social engineering. But I think it really relates down to the normalcy bias. I think what it is we love our communities, we build a bond with the earth, we build a bond with our communities, and we don't want to have to move out. We want it to be all okay. The people of St. Louis that are living a mile, 5 miles, 10 miles away from this ongoing catastrophe, you know, in their heart of hearts, they want that stuff to just be moved away so they can stay where they're at. But what I think that the people of St. Louis don't actually comprehend is, frankly, there's no cleaning this up. It's hundreds of thousands of years. I mean, if you're living near Westlake Landfill, they're not going to remediate it in 5 years. It's not going to happen. What did we say last week? We have a 17-year process just for the first phase of it. And what are they going to, I think it was 133,000 train cars are expected to be dug out of the Westlake Landfill every year for 17 years to move it to a different place, which probably that different place is going to be Hanford. That would be my guess, because there's only two places like that in the country. So, I mean, this speaks to the grotesque incompetence of greed over people. I'm on my YouTube channel, I'm reading Poison Power by Dr. John Goffman. And this book was written in 1972. He wrote it after working dramatically to have nuclear power plants stopped. His recommendation was that, yes, nuclear power probably is a gift to humanity, but we don't understand it enough to actually use it. We shouldn't be using it for bombs. He understood that the contaminated waste was catastrophic to the human fitness. And when I say fitness, I mean it in the scientific meaning of the word fitness. I mean our ability to thrive and feed ourselves, protect ourselves, and our ability to reproduce. We are actually losing our ability to reproduce. Just like we see what's going on in the Pacific Ocean, we no longer have any sardines, no anchovies. On the west coast of Oregon, we have been told we can't even do crabbing. I mean, our hands are tied. The whole coast is shut down. The salmon fishermen are being heartbroken because they have no capacity to go. You know, these people that fish love fishing. This is why there were so many people killing themselves in Japan. You know, there's an article on E&E News this week that says nobody's even talking about Fukushima anymore. There's almost no fish. This article was written December 14th. This is a brand new article. And they're not even talking about it. People have just sort of forgotten that there are nuclear contamination. And let me read to you from some of this article. And let me give you the phone number again in case anybody gets their courage feet on and wants to talk. I would love to talk to anybody on any issue. It doesn't have to be about radiation. This happens to be my thing that I am dumbfounded about the people of St. Louis, that here in America, we have just given up. But I invite any of our listeners to actually give us a call at 718-717-8296. I know I've had many contacts from people who are writing me on my Facebook messages and through the email. And, you know, they're trying to convince me how corrupt the government is, that it's worthless to try to vote, that we need to just overthrow the whole thing, that we are not the ones in control. I get that. It's obvious that we're not the ones in control. We're on a need-to-know basis, and we don't need to know. That's how they feel about us. And obviously, the people in St. Louis, they're on a need-to-know basis, and they certainly didn't need to know. And in fact, they would have never known. Those people would have lived right next to a landfill all their lives, and I'm sure people did live there and die. Live and die right next to that landfill, not knowing why they got cancer early. It was only because 5 years ago the Westlake Landfill caught on fire and it started emitting a hideous smell that it really got actively engaged and they found out, or that's the story by the EPA. It is an unconscionable act. You know, it is up to us to change the culture. This is my feeling. Like, as long as all of us get actively engaged, we can remold and remake this thing. The reason that it's turned to shit, excuse my language, the reason it's really completely falling in on itself is because people have gotten pretty comfortable. They've been socially engineered. They were sold the peaceful atom. You know, we had year after year. In fact, even now, they're repeating the lie often enough that don't worry, it's not causing you any harm. What do we hear? I mean, Jay Cullen and Ken Buesler went out into the Pacific Ocean and started testing water. And they said, oh, the radiation levels in the water in the Pacific are very low. Don't worry, it can't harm you. Well, Dr. John Goffman explained this in his book over 30 years ago. They know they're lying. If they're biologists, they know they're lying. Because we know for a fact that fish swim through the water and they need potassium. But there's not enough potassium in the water to keep them alive. So they have evolved so that they magnetize the potassium in their body by 1,000 times. Now, potassium is a very similar isotope to cesium-137 and 134. So as they're swimming through the ocean with cesium-137 and 134, their bodies magnetize the radiation by 1,000 times. And as Dr. John Goffman said in Poison Power, it is far more toxic to eat a fish than drink a gallon of radiated water. And this is why it's important for people to stop eating fish. People look at me and say, you really expect me to stop eating fish? And I think of this scientist that I saw 3 years ago in an interview. I think it was an RT. And he basically said, look, I'm Norwegian. We're Norway. We live on fish. It's part of our culture. We couldn't possibly dream of not eating fish in our culture. He said, but you know what? Since Sellafield and since Fukushima, he goes, I can guarantee you, every time you eat fish, it's like playing Russian roulette with 5 bullets in the chamber. 5 bullets, folks, not one, 5. That hit me like a ton of bricks, and he's right. I don't know how many of you know about Sellafield. I mentioned Sellafield. Sellafield is a nuclear facility in England, off the coast of the Irish Sea, that has been leaking 9 million liters of radioactive waste into the Irish Sea for at least 10 years. It didn't melt down like it did in Fukushima, but it's a hideous catastrophe. That, again, the nuclear industry is 100% incompetent or evil. I haven't really decided which one. They have no idea how to stop the radioactive waste leaks. They have no concept of what to do with the waste. This is why we still have Yucca Mountain. We don't even have any ideas of what to do with the radioactive waste. And since WIP blew up last February, every single nuclear power plant is now in grave danger because the NRC has told all the nuclear power plants, you don't need to transport your nuclear waste to a storage facility because there is no storage facility, so just keep it on site. Just keep your waste right there. And these nuclear power plants are continuing to go. I don't know how you guys feel, but that to me sounds like a crime against humanity. And we have the Price-Anderson Act that says nobody is going to be held accountable. In fact, the legislation that we have going through Congress, the slow train that had been explained last week, that we're just going to have to grin and bear it. It's like Kay Dry when I interviewed her on Monday. Well, those of us that have been involved in the anti-nuclear fight, we're used to the slow train. Well, you know what? I'm not. To be frank, I had to really bite my tongue. I mean, I'm not about to jump on down the throat of an 80-year-old woman. So I was very conscious of the fact that I was talking to a person who's been working for 40 years. But frankly, I think their tactics of just accepting the slow train and going, oh, yeah, this has to go through Congress and it needs to take its time. That's not a method that works, folks. And we need to demand a different course of action. We need them to walk this thing through, and we need to have it done immediately. So let me give you Governor Jay Nixon's phone number again. Please do call Governor Jay Nixon at 573-751-3222. On October 28th, the Just St. Louis Moms. Oh, Just St. Louis. It's, gosh, I can't hardly read this. I'm sorry. It's called Just Moms STL, which is Just the St. Louis Moms. That's, they call themselves Just Moms STL. Gathered 12,000 signatures to the governor's office to say, please declare a state of emergency so we can get these families moved out right now. And there is a huge campaign in Missouri to kill those families. To kill, literally, if they are not moving those children away from the nuclear waste site, they're murdering the children. That's how I feel about it. They know these people need to be moved, and there's no reason that they ought not to be moved right now. So, you know, I would encourage everybody to call Governor Jay Nixon's office and demand that a state of emergency be declared at the Westlake landfill and at the Bridgeton site, and move anybody that, you know, I believe that those families are saying within 5 miles, and I was stunned, within just a mile. I think it was just 1 mile that they're asking to be moved. Governor Lacey's office told us that they identified 1,000 families. I had read in an article there was 83 families. And so, you know, it's really up to us to move this project, because as we saw in this article, there's actually coalitions of people. This lady's making $1,500 a month from Republic, and she is willing, honest to God, she's willing to work for Republic Services and do all she can to keep people from moving away. So listen to what she tweeted. This is so unconscionable. At the bottom of this article, it says, the right thing to do is to excavate the radioactive material and move it to a safe nuclear storage site. Stop the political campaign. Turn off the money spigot. Let the phony concern wither. Ms. Techman showed her complete lack of sensitivity and tin ear to the concerns of citizens when she thumbed her nose on social media at the members of the group Just Moms STL, which wants the waste hauled away. She tweeted, "Dear Mom Bobs of Westlake Landfill, your reality TV show is over. Go home and hang out with your kids. They miss you," unquote. Honest to God, that makes me want to cuss. I'm making a major effort not to cuss. I really have decided that hanging out in that negative space of being angry all the time is not effective. It's not moving us down towards the goalpost. You know what I mean? Like, we really have to figure out whatever it is we've been doing, it hasn't been working. So I'm going to be doing something else. That's what I decided. Back to this article. It says, nice, easy shot to take when you live more than 200 miles from St. Louis with little chance that you, your kids, or loved ones are going to become ill or contaminated from radioactive waste. Way to run a political campaign, Ms. Techman. I mean, it's an outrage. So let me give you guys the phone number again. The phone number is 718-717-8296, and we have about, we could probably take a few more calls. We have about 10-15 minutes, so we could take a few more calls if anybody wants to give us a call, and you can talk about anything else that you want. It's not specifically about nuclear, but frankly, it's just such an outrage. I mean, it's, how do people just ignore this? I haven't got a clue. I'll be honest, when I wake up, I think about these children of St. Louis. I'm not from St. Louis, but it really is an outrage that our elected officials are taking the slow train while children are lying. I mean, well, children are dying, and they're just lying. The government's lying, and the children are dying. I think that might be a new bumper sticker, right? The government lies, and the children die, or corporations lie and children die. There's an article posted here that says the General Accountability Office of the EPA's campaign violated restrictions against lobbying and propaganda by federal agencies. Oh my gosh. This is a sad state of affairs when we have our entire elected officials protecting Westlake Landfill. So there's an article here. Let me share this with you. We have about 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm going to open this up. Someone just posted it on the Westlake Landfill Facebook page. And it is actually, it was just posted while we were on the air, and it's actually a really great article. This is one of the things that we can do, you guys. We can actually remediate ourselves. It's an article on allabouthealthyfood.com. Activate lemons' hidden cancer and inflammation-fighting powers by freezing them like this. Basically, a new study has shown for the first time how lemonoids, natural compounds present in lemons and other citrus fruits, impede both ER-plus and ER-negative breast cancer cells. This sheds new light on the importance of citrus fruit for breast cancer prevention and supports past studies that show fruit consumption may lower breast cancer risk. All kinds of people are saying the entire lemon should be used with nothing wasted, not only for the obvious health benefits, but also for the amazing taste. How? Simple. Just take a lemon, wash it, and put it in the freezer. Once you've frozen it, you get whatever is necessary to shred or grate without even peeling it first. What they've done in this article is they show that basically you freeze it, you shred it, and you put it in the freezer in ice cube trays. It's actually pretty awesome. And I do know personally the health benefits of lemons because it's one of the things that I've used quite regularly. I actually have hot lemon water every morning when I'm home. I start my day with a cup of hot lemon water. And if instead of starting your day with coffee, which I love coffee, it's kind of ironic, after I have my lemon water about an hour later, I'll have my first cup of coffee. But there are things that we can do to help remediate ourselves and to keep ourselves stronger and stave off radiation. There's a really great book that I send out to all my clients in my business. Whenever anybody comes to me that has a tax problem, if they end up hiring me, I send them three books because I learned a long time ago that people with tax problems have other issues going on in their lives. So I send them The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. I send them You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And I send them a book called Healthy Healing by Dr. Linda Richter Page. And in that book, she gives you all kinds. It's a self-healing book, and the best part about that book is she tells you when it's time to go to the doctor. Like, enough of this self-healing. If your symptoms are so severe, she will tell you what to expect, actually, at the doctor's office also. So it's a really great book. There's many things that we can do because we all know the usual. Stay off sugar, stay off chemicals. But we have no idea how otherwise to help ourselves. For example, did you know that if somebody's having a heart attack, if you can give them, six tablets of cayenne pepper, it'll stop their heart attack? They need to go to the hospital immediately, but it'll stop the heart attack from getting worse. I did not know that, and I've seen it in action. It does work. So there's things that we can do to help ourselves. So here's this is a great web page that somebody posted. This is the value of Facebook. allabouthealthyfood.com. And I would suggest that everybody listening to this radio show really improve your own life and take some action and get involved and figure out ways to get healthy and share this information on Facebook because, as we know, having been socially engineered to live for the profit monsters, I mean, we have been trained as good little slaves to give our lives up for the money. Like, we're willing to just, instead of healing ourselves, we'll go to cancer treatments where they use radiation to save us from cancer. They radiate us, and then they give us so much radiation it kills all of our cells, and we end up getting too weak, and you end up dying. I mean, it's the whole thing is just completely insane, the world that we're living in, you guys. The phone number again is 718-717-8296. And please do give me a call. We only have a few minutes left. I think we have 10 minutes left here to chat. But I am going to continue talking about the Westlake Landfill because there are children dying. American children are dying right now and getting cancer. And no one's listening. There's an article in change.org begging Governor Nixon to take action to declare a state of emergency. He's not doing it. And why isn't he doing it? Because Republic Services, a.k.a. Bill Gates, is going to have to spend $400 million. You know what's really disgusting about that? Bill Gates could actually afford to spend $400 million. And Bill Gates could actually afford to move every one of those families out of that danger tomorrow. He could buy them all new houses and not even be poor. I mean, it's an outrage. I mean, this is where my new challenge to stop cussing is gets really to be a challenge when I look at this. Westlake landfill owners step up lobbying efforts. That's an article in St. Louis Today. Republic Services has, these rats. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to cuss. Republic Services has donated $100,000 to Republican legislative committees in the last 2 years. Can you believe these Republicans are willing to kill the children of St. Louis for $100,000? For a little bit of money, they are willing to ignore this trauma that they are causing and the death that they are causing? Inside this article, they're kind of repeating what we had read earlier. Let's see if I can scan through it and get a little bit on it. Don Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL, said Techman declared a war on these moms without taking the time to get to know us, unquote. Ed Smith of the nonprofit Missouri Coalition for the Environment, which supports transporting the waste, says he's frustrated that some residents have confused the two groups. They're trying to confuse people about what's happening at Westlake Landfill. We have unanimous bipartisan support from St. Charles and St. Louis County Councils for transporting it, transfer to the core. Republic Services launched the Coalition to Keep Us Safe in 2014 with a few supporters from Lafayette County, where company spokesman Knock grew up. Now the group has grown to include 28 members of the Missouri Legislature, all Republicans except Michelle Kratky, a Democrat whose district includes South St. Louis. Kratky did not return messages seeking comment. Nearly all of the state legislators are listed outside the metro area, which means their families are not getting sick. Wow. House Speaker Todd Richardson, a Republican from Poplar Bluff, who is listed as a supporter, received $2,500 from Republic Services in September. In the last 2 years, Republic reported total donations of $100,000 to two Republican campaign committees, $50,000 to the Missouri House Republican Campaign Committee, and $50,000 to the Missouri Senate Campaign Committee. So for $100,000, these elected officials are willing to ignore the Westlake Landfill page where families are posting pictures of their babies getting sick and their children getting sick. Real children are dying. Real families are dying in Westlake, right next to it. It's an unconscionable act for less than $100. I mean, honestly, is there a number that would make it worth it? Not in my book. I'll tell you the truth. Like, there's just not enough money that would make it worth it to leave those children, to leave those families, to leave those people who are sick living within a mile, within 5 miles of a leaking nuclear contamination site. In the Northwest up here at the Hanford site, those families live 20 to 25 miles. I think the closest city is 15 miles away from Hanford. People don't live right next door to a nuclear dump site. That's unconscionable. And we are not blaming the government for it. It happened a long time ago, and it was done. Probably the people who did that sale a long time ago were dead. That would be my guess, because it was done a long time ago and they did it to just sort of kick the can down the road. And on top of the fact that we have the Price-Anderson Act, which indemnifies everybody. Nobody's held accountable. So it doesn't matter. You know, responsibility looks forward. Blame looks backwards. And this is kind of my argument with those people that constantly email me saying, well, I appreciate your optimism about the government, but, you know, it's being controlled by people that we have no idea. I get it. I get it. The CIA took over. I mean, they killed JFK. We get it. It's come out. Alan Dulles was running the CIA, and he kind of spearheaded the whole JFK thing. Since before World War II, as World War II emerged, the bankers took control of our government. We get that. Anybody who really pays attention understands our elections really mean very little change is going to happen. But I do believe it matters who's in as president, because it's not that it's going to break the system, but the twig bends in our direction. And frankly, if we have like 60 million people voting in this country, we probably could get the right people in, but we have less than 18% of the population voting. All of the eligible voters, we have less than 18%. And I am not convinced that if we had people who actively could get actively engaged, if we had everyone who was eligible, that we could not create a system that would work for us and stop this collusion and coercion and just the absolute, the altar to the big dollar that goes on at every single level in government. So I encourage people to call Governor Jay Nixon's office again. The phone number is 573-751-3222. Call Governor Jay Nixon's office and say, we need you to declare a state of emergency so we can have federal funds be allocated. There are 82 families that live extremely close to the Westlake landfill. Governor Lacey's office has identified 1,000 families that they believe need to be moved. We cannot move those people unless we get St. Louis to be declared a state of emergency. And please, Governor Nixon, we need you to declare a state of emergency. When I get off of this radio show, I'm going to call back as a concerned citizen and not record the call. And I'm going to give them that very message, because his office, as you noticed, did not hear our message. And this guy that we called, Mr. Holste, he didn't hear our message either, because right as I was leaving my phone number, Jules' bumper music started playing over on my words. A little bit of intimidation, yes. But am I intimidated? Probably a little bit, but is it going to stop me? No. And that's what we need to do, folks. We need to not be stopped just because they're trying to scare us into being silent. I personally, it angers me, and I'm going to use that anger for positive action. And frankly, I'm going to do some tapping when I get off the radio show. And I really love that interview with Brad Yates on Wednesday, because he really gave me some insight in how to not make these people that are making these decisions that it's okay to step on us. I mean, their value system is all screwed up, but it doesn't mean they're horrible individuals. It just means their value systems are completely wrong and hateful. But I think if all of us take action, if we all get actively engaged, we might be able to get some. I know that we could. I don't know how many people it will take but to change their minds, but it is on our watch. We are responsible. We are St. Louis. It's up to us. Imagine this. It's the mothers of St. Louis who are the most actively engaged. Where's the fathers of St. Louis? Where's the ministries of St. Louis? Where are the businesses of St. Louis? So as you can tell, I'm going to keep on keeping on, you guys. And thank you for joining me this morning. That was kind of odd with that phone call. Put your courage feet on. And I really appreciate you listening to our show. Please call the governor, and we'll talk with you guys next week.